So I know it's a weird way to start a Christmas Eve message, but we're going to start with a fill in the blank. And I'll have to tell you, as we get into this, one of the things I grew up, I probably look really tall from where you're seated, but I'm actually not real tall and not real big. And as a kid growing up, I loved sports, and I always had this sense that I was never tall enough or never big enough. And that was a sense that I had. So don't say this out loud, but how would you fill in the blank? Never blank enough. There's a lot of different ways that we could do it. Never good enough, never cool enough, never smart enough, never pretty enough, never strong enough, never popular enough, never successful enough, never wealthy enough, never talented enough. And it's maybe not just characteristics, but it can also be with our resources, especially this time of the year. Maybe we feel like we never have enough money and we lack, or never enough time, never enough energy. We're never prepared enough. For a lot of us, our first thoughts when we wake up are, I didn't get enough sleep, right? Followed quickly by, I don't have enough time. And then we go throughout the day with a lot of not enough messages. I don't know if I have enough time. I'm not prepared enough. And these thoughts can, again, they're in our background. Never enough. Again, why talk about never enough on a Christmas Eve service? What does it have to do with Christmas? The answer is absolutely nothing. That's why we had Roger do his reading. This is not going to have no. I'm just kidding. Hopefully, if you stay with me, I think we can show you what it has to do with Christmas. And to sort of illustrate this, I'm using a famous story from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and it's a birthday instead of Christmas. But Harry is abused by his parents have died, and he's got an abusive aunt and uncle. Meanwhile, his cousin is spoiled. His cousin's name is Dudley, and it's Dudley's birthday. Dudley has 36 presents. Sounds pretty good, right? Dudley gets down, and when he finds out that he has 36 presents, his reaction is, 36? But last year I have 37. Ingratitude. And that's an extreme example of a kid not being grateful or feeling like he doesn't have enough. But we'll probably see that this Christmas, or maybe you've even seen that before. Sometimes our youngest ones don't have a filter, and they'll say things like, are there any more? I want some more presents. Is that it? We'll hear those kind of things. And it's not just kids who do this. As adults, we're a little more sophisticated, I think, than the kids. But I think it's reflected, this idea of not enough, by John D. Rockefeller, who was considered by many to be the wealthiest or maybe the second wealthiest person in the history. If his fortune were in today's dollars, it would be $340 billion. A lot of us would settle for half that in cash, right? But anyway, John Rockefeller, $340 billion, maybe the richest, second richest person in the history of the world. He was once asked famously, according to legend, how much is enough? His answer, just a little bit more. There's something about the human heart where that's something that we deal with as not enough. Solomon wisely observed in Ecclesiastes 1:8, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And in Proverbs 27:20, never satisfied are the eyes of man. Again, that's this idea of not enough. Another word for this is scarcity. There's this idea, and scarcity conveys a fear of running out. And again, scarcity is a big deal at Christmas, isn't it? Scarcity, we're afraid of our power running out because we didn't pay our bills. We're afraid of money. We're afraid of not having enough time and energy to do everything that's required of us. But scarcity, and it's something that we battle with, and it's in the back of our minds. It's not enough. I think there's a part of us that's a little bit like Ralphie, right? From A Christmas Story. I love that story because he thinks if he just gets that one thing, his life will be complete, right? It'll make up for everything that's lacking. And what is that one thing? Red Ryder BB gun. Good job, kids. And for us, again, as for us adults, maybe we're more sophisticated and it's not a Red Ryder BB gun, but maybe it's something else. And I'm not, we're not here to define what it is that would make our lives complete or that would take away our fear of scarcity, our fear of never enough. But what if Christmas is God's answer to never enough? Let's look at the Christmas story. Luke 2:10-11. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for some of the people." Oh, misread. That will be for just the wealthiest of the people. Good news of great joy that will be for the most successful people. I'm having trouble seeing it. Good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now it's interesting who God sends the angel to appear to. They were shepherds. Now shepherds, if anybody had an excuse to have a never enough feeling and that scarcity mindset, it was shepherds. Shepherds weren't even considered good enough to get into the temple. They weren't considered good enough to talk to God in the formal religious setting. And yet it's shepherds that God chose to go and give the message of good news for great joy that will be for all people. All of us want meaning. All of us want validation and acceptance in life. And as we look at this message, great joy is not just for the elite. It's not just for those who measure up. It's not just for those who make the cut. And it's not just for those who win the award. It's good news of great joy for all people. Scarcity says there's only enough to go around for some. Christmas was joy for all people. The joy is not just for a woman who keeps her house immaculate. It's not just for the man with enough money to buy extravagant presents for his family and loved ones. It's not for the kids with the best presents or the pastors with the biggest churches. Rising to the top, and those things do not bring lasting joy. Now, the thing about Christmas, baby Jesus did not just stay a baby, did he? It wasn't just baby Jesus, he became an adult. And this is one thing that he said about the purpose of his coming as an adult in John 10:10. He said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Again, we're around advertising that's trying to convince us that we don't have enough, that we're not enough without. And we have politicians who constantly speak to our scarcity mindsets and try to have us be afraid of not enough. There are highly glossed images around us from magazines and social media that make us feel like we're not enough and we're not doing enough. But Jesus said that he came to bring us life to the full. Life that's enough. Paul, one guy who wrote more books in the Bible than anybody else, he apparently struggled with some of this too. Because he talked about this thorn in the flesh that he had. He called it a messenger of Satan sent to torment him. And he says three times that he pleaded with God. He pleaded with Jesus to take it away. He apparently felt that if this one thing were to be removed from his life would be pretty good. And Jesus' answer to Paul's prayers on, "God, will you take this thorn out of my flesh? Will you remove it from me, the thing that's tormenting? Will you change my circumstances?" Jesus' answer was not, "Yes, I will." Jesus' answer was not "Nope, not going to do it." Jesus said to him, "My grace is enough for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you." The opposite of scarcity, the opposite of never enough, what is the opposite? The opposite of scarcity is actually not abundance or plenty, it's enough. The opposite of scarcity is enough. Jesus said that he came to give us a life that's full, where we don't need more. It's enough. He said that his grace is enough for us, that we don't need more. So this Christmas, let's not set our hopes on idyllic family experiences that are perfect. Everybody's on time and happy and smiling the whole time and laughing. Let's not set our hopes on the perfect gift and the perfect ecstatic reaction from the kids or the grandkids or the husband or wife over the wonderful gift. Let's not set our hopes on delicious pumpkin pie. Let's not set our hopes on the fruitcake being tolerable. That's not fruitcake. Fruitcake didn't make that, huh? Okay, let's not set our hopes on our ugly sweaters being perfectly funny. Sorry, Josh. Let's look for a Christmas that's enough. Even if your sister has things a little bit more perfect and her house looks better, even if you have a neighbor that gives better presents. Let's look for His grace to be enough. So let's savor the food and the drinks this Christmas. Let's enjoy the time we have with our loved ones. Let's sing loud and spread that Christmas cheer for all to hear. Let's do that. Let's enjoy. But let's let Christmas be enough this year. Let's look to Jesus to be enough for us. We started with the fill in the blank, and let's end with the fill in the blank. There's a study, and people who were asked to fill in this blank, I wish I were A, were primed, and when they filled this in, they felt more of a sense of scarcity, more of a sense of inadequacy, versus the second one, I am glad that I am. It primes people for contentment. So let's be thankful. Let's look Jesus to be enough for us. Maybe our circumstances aren't perfect, like Paul, who was tormented. But let's look to Him to be enough. And let's look to God and be content with what He's given us this Christmas season. As Mark Batterson observes, contentment isn't getting what you want. It's appreciating what you have. I'm going to ask our ushers to be making their way forward to be receiving the offering as I do this prayer. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus who came so that we could have life that is full and grace that is enough. Help us to look to You to be content with what You've given to us and appreciate what we have. Jesus declared that the reason He came was so that we could have life. And on our own, we have a sense that our best is not enough. We need Your grace to empower us and remind us to appreciate what we do have. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ to help us spread Your love and hope to the people we encounter. In Jesus' name, amen.